This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and thanks to that public holiday, the week has gone by so fast, it's already Friday. I'm joined by John Letts, my horse racing expert. How are you this morning, John?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Jordan. Hey, last week we had a bit of a mixed day. I think I tipped 5 scratchings, but because we get the scratching, you know, later on after I finish the tips. But a few of them run places, and there was a winner there, so we wouldn't have done much damage last week. But,
no.
Sometimes you don't know if the horses are going to run. And you know what's a little bit in the favour of the tipsters is, you know, if we tip the horses and then the weather comes in at 40 degrees, we'll get a lot of scratch.
Yeah, exactly.
People, they've got to come out because of the weather. So
we can do a lot of things on the radio, but controlling the weather isn't one of them.
Well, how lucky was I? I went to Sejuna 2 weeks ago when it was 24. A week before it was 44. And a week after it was 40-odd. So I got in there in the middle, right in the middle where it was 24 degrees.
Yeah, really picked the sweet spot. And, while we are talking about winners, there's a good news for a horse from Port Augusta.
Oh, terrific. You know, this is raced by the syndicate in New Zealand, which is part of the syndicate is the deputy mayor up at Port Augusta, Lindley Shine, and, of course, Dean Sullivan, a resident from up there. They've got a horse called On the Bubbles. It's only had 2 runs. It ran in the Magic Millions race last weekend in New Zealand, and it won the race very easy, drew barrier 15, sat 3 wide all the way, won by about 4 or 5 lengths. But what about the effort of the trainer too, Jordan? He had 4 runners in the race, and you know, like a Magic Millions is one of the biggest races you can get, and he just ran 1st, 2nd, 3rd and 4th.
Oh wow, ran the field.
So, he ran the first 4 place getters. So I think that's a great effort. But congratulations to Lindley, you know, and also to Dean Sullivan, because and Dean also had a winner in Victoria that day, a horse called Lord Loxton. And so he's starting to get a roll on. He's had horses for years. He had a horse called Super. Well, Super's won 3 out of his last 4. So, but up until this year, a lot of his horses, I think he could run faster. But now he's got it back. Jordan, I've got to ask you this. The Victorian Premier, the comments he made about South Australia. Who wants to go to South Australia? Why would you want to go to South Australia?
Oh, yeah, way back at the beginning of the pandemic, yeah.
Oh, what about him? And now, because of... I heard him on TV the other night. He said he criticised Margaret Court, who... I'm a fan of Margaret Court. I don't care what people think. I think she's a champ. She is a world champion. She represented Australia. She's entitled to her opinions, like you and I are entitled to our opinion on here. If no one agrees with us on here, they don't have to listen. They can switch us off. And he said on the TV the other night, I feel sick every time I hear of her. Well, I tell you what, I've got a lot of friends of mine that live in Victoria, and they must have the same condition as him, because every time they see him on TV, they feel sick, and they're Victorians. But what about him? Don't go.
I mean, Margaret Court has, you know, every right to her opinion, but everyone else in the country also has the right to criticise her opinion. And Dan Andrews, as the Premier, just a person, he also has the right to express his views on Margaret Court as well. So it's, you know, if she gets to say what she does, and she does get to say what she does, everyone else in the country can say, hey, that's not on. Hey, your opinions are very backwards and not fit for 2021. So it's all fair. It's all fair that Dan Andrews can say that Margaret Court makes him, he doesn't like having to hear about it, because at this point I'm pretty much sick of her as well. She's been batting on since 2017, or even since before then, but it's just the same-sex marriage plebiscite. She's been banging on about it since then, and it's just annoying to see that someone with those kind of views reward, even if she is good at tennis or was good at tennis.
But who do you blame? The media.
I mean, with this one in particular, I'll blame the selection panel for the Australia Day honours. Margaret Court also, you're right. Her comments do get published in the media when they probably shouldn't.
Press, that's all it is. It's gutter journalism, that's all I think it is. Because I think that one of the best comments was made by Ashley Barty. If you'd have seen that, you'd change your opinion. Because Ashley Barty said, the people who make those decisions sit on a panel or a board and make those decisions for a reason. She said, you cannot take away all of the results of what Margaret Court achieved on the tennis court. It was absolutely remarkable. from the point of her personal views, I don't agree with them. That is really all I have to say about it. There are people who make those decisions, and it's not my decision. Now, I know millions of people, not millions, but I do know a lot of people, and I've got my own opinion on it too. But there's a lot of people do agree with her. There's a lot of people agree with her, but you've got the minority, and I'll say that, minority, the minority out there jumping up and down. What have they done in their life?
I mean, the majority of people disagree with her, which is exactly why we did end up with same-sex marriage legalised in Australia.
Oh, but you get the minority in Australia. We're starting to listen to minority groups. That's our biggest problem.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, and it's the same with like Australia Day. Sure, like the people who want to change the date of Australia Day are probably in the minority, but the grand majority of them would are the ones who are affected by it. Just because something is like, you know, the majority thinks something is right, it doesn't necessarily mean that the majority is correct.
Exactly right. Now, the Australia Day thing, it's been there for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Well, Australia Day has been where it is since, 1994?
Why do we have to listen to these people that want to change it all of a sudden? Half of these, well, they want to go out and get a job. That's what I see. You only got to look at them on TV. And, well, some of them you wouldn't invite around your house because your dog would bite them. But to me, don't even give them space on television. And I blame the media. I blame the media for a lot of this. But Margaret Court's got a right to her own opinion.
Yeah, and we all have the right to say her opinion's bad.
I might get up and give my opinion there one day. People might like it. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I know that most of my friends, or nearly all of my friends, would agree with what I think. So, you know.
Who knows? You might get an Australia Day award out of it.
Well, I've actually got one.
Oh, there you go. Might get a second.
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks. to me, no. Yeah,
you're not going to give yours back in protest to Kerry O'Brien giving his back?
he's going to take his ball and go home because he doesn't want to play tennis anymore or cricket. Come on, I don't watch the ABC. I don't watch it, Jordan. I won't say it, but I don't watch it. I never ever use it. It wouldn't have even been used on my radio station or my TV, the ABC, because I just don't agree with half their views anyway. So
anyway, we are getting a bit behind time, so we should probably go to the races, John. What are we looking at this weekend?
The only Kerry O'Brien I've heard of was the champion runner. That's the only one I've heard of, and Kerry O'Brien was a champion runner here in Australia. And he was a big racehorse owner. He's a big racehorse owner. He's the only Kerry O'Brien I've heard of. He's the only one I don't hear of anyway. Hey, now, tell me this just before we go to the races.
Mm-hmm.
The tennis. I'm looking forward to my favourite tennis star playing, who is Naomi Osaka. I was told 3 years ago by a tennis coach that she would be the top in the world, and it looks that way because she's playing Serena Williams. And isn't it going to be great to see Rafa and Novak Djokovic here?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, all the big tennis stars, they've gone through their 2 weeks of quarantine now, so they're going to be out and about in Adelaide and getting back to training, so very exciting stuff.
Yep, for sure. Okay, we'll have a look at these anyway. We'll head north for race one. I like number 6, Mrs. Morano. She ran third in the field of 4 the other day, Jordan, but she was getting home hard on the line. I think, you know, tomorrow around Wolfville, she's got a bigger chance, better chance than what she had at Gawler. Race one, number 6. Race 2, I like number 4, Chill with TJ. Race 3, I like number 4, Medieval Miss. Some of these are 3 and 4 chances, $4 chances. Race 4, number 2, Soul Obsession. Race 5, number 3, Insaf. It's only $2.50. Race 6, number 1, Behemoth. He's very good, this horse, Jordan. He's our best horse here in South Australia, I think, at the moment. Taken off is $3. Race 8, number 1, Black Sail. And race 9, number 6, Echo Boomer. Over to Caulfield, number 1, Sensationalism. Race 2, number 2, Think and Fly. Race 3, number 3, Hasseltoff. Race 4, number 2, it's only $1.25. Everyone picks that one. Race 5, number 3. Race 6, number 1, Elderflower. Race 7, number 4, Yulong Captain. Race 8, number 7, New Friends. And race 9, number 3, Defibrillate. Some of them are each way odds, but there's not real big odds about some of those horses this weekend, Jordan, and as you can understand, the fields are small in places, so there's not very good prices. So, So we'll see if we can get some winners amongst them for the listeners this week anyway. Oh, and good morning to the Stirling North Girls too, because I got another message from a friend of theirs to say, good morning, don't forget us. So they're listening to the program.
Good morning to Stirling
North. The Stirling North Girls, oh, look, they've been a great bunch of girls. And you know what, when we had the program on Sunday mornings, they used to sit down, they'd have their coffee break, and they'd sit there and have their coffee and listen to us for an hour on Saturday mornings, and never ever missed. And also the miners up there, down in the mines, they told me they used to take their coffee break just to listen to the show. And also, because we can get a lot of stuff out here, like little bits on, like that horse winning in New Zealand, little bits of news every week. And just when we start off later, when the racing starts up around that way, Jordan, we'll start giving a lot of news on the racing around Port Augusta and those places, eh?
No worries. Actually, and just on that, sneak preview, we do have a new sports show coming in February. So on Saturday mornings, or Saturday afternoons, I should say. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, back to the races.
Okay, sure. Okay, well, they're 4 or 5 to 1 chances, most of them at Morphettville. And in Melbourne, they're about 5 or 6, 7 to 1 chance average. So hopefully the punters have a good weekend this weekend, Jordan.
For sure. And is that all, John?
That's about it, Jordan. And I went to Gina, and a young girl that went over there having her first ride. She ran a second and a third at the meeting. A young girl named Alana Livesey, and she went to Kangaroo Island on last weekend, and they've got Kangaroo Island Cup coming up shortly. And she rode 2 winners, so she's had 7 rides in races for 2 wins, 2 seconds, and 3 thirds or something.
That's not a bad effort.
That's good effort, isn't it? She's only a young girl, and she's only just started riding. In her first fortnight of riding, she's ridden 2 winners, and she's weighed in about 6 times.
Well, there you go. It's going to be an exciting career to watch then, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to keep my eye very much so on her, because I think she's got a lot of ability, this young girl.
Yeah. No worries. Well, John, we'll just wrap it up there, but thank you so much for your time again this morning.
Okay, Jordan, and get controversial with me, eh?
You have to.
I love controversy, you know that.
Well, we'll chat again next week. That was John Letts, my horse racing expert, on your Classic It's Breakfast.